Welcome to this edition of Sticks and Stones. I am happy you have joined me today. I have a very outside the lines kind of pairing for you today, so you're not going to want to miss a moment, whether you are watching live stream or listening to this later on the audio. I am pairing Blackland Pecan Brown Sugar Bourbon. Blackland is out of Fort Worth, Texas. Yeehaw! And I am pairing that with a very, very good stick. Just, I don't even have to try it yet. I know it's going to be a good one because E.P. Carrillo makes some of the best. And that's what I am pairing with the Blackland Pecan Brown Sugar Bourbon is an E.P. Carrillo La Historia. And I am not sure if it is E3 or EIII, but that's after the La Historia. It's got a capital E and a hyphen and then three little IIIs. So whatever that means, this is it. I will tell you that this is the number two cigar, according to Cigar Aficionado, from the year 2014. So I know it's going to be a good one. In terms of volume up here on the recording just a little bit. Can't quite hear myself well enough. So anyway, very beautiful stick that I know is going to be a winner, and I have high hopes for the Blackland Texas Pecan Brown Sugar Bourbon. That just has a mouthful, and that's what she said. So let's go ahead and dive right into this. Blackland's, and I just love saying this, Blackland's Pecan Brown Sugar Bourbon. Blackland's got its launch in 2018-19, so they're fairly new to the bourbon game. As I said, they are from Fort Worth, a little tip of the hat to little tip of the Stetson to those of us from Texas. They offer several different bourbon products that include, you know, the kind of the typical offerings, along with this pecan brown sugar, an espresso blend, which I'm gonna try that too. That sounds like it's very intriguing. And then they also make a rye, a vodka, and a gin. So they're rather well-rounded. The mash bill is not disclosed, but from the available information, this small batch bourbon is 51% corn, or they wouldn't be able to call it bourbon, with the remaining made of wheat, barley, rye, a conglomeration of that stuff. We'll see how sweet it is. It may give us a little indication that it might have a higher corn content, but it's at least 51%. It is a non-age statement, and it is 35% alcohol by volume, which makes it 70 proof. So let's go ahead and glass us up some. I will show you this again here on the live stream. That is that looks like a coffee liqueur. Doesn't it? All right, here we go. Sorry that took so long. You know, sometimes it just takes a little longer to pop the cork than it does others. But it was a good, really good cork pop. It does have a very interesting bottle. The bottle is, for those of you listening, really reminds you of like one of the bottles that you might find back in the pharmacy area of an old pharmacy from, say, the early 1900s, late 1800s. It's just kind of got that, it's got some grooving up and down all the way around it. It's got a flared rim around the neck, and I will tell you, one reason it took a little longer to get the cork out is because the cork with that rim around it, it's hard to get your fingers around it, and I have very long fingers, so it's a little more difficult for me. But let's go ahead and give it a spin. I'll go ahead and, you know, what else can I say at this point? I can't see through it, so it really reminds you of espresso or maybe even a, you know, soda, regular Coke or Pepsi or something like that, as far as the color, just a really deep, dark brown. It is very viscous. It clings to the glass very well, so it's got some pretty good legs to it. Let's go ahead and give it a sniff. As you might expect, right away you get nuts forward, pecans. That is followed up by a really rich, sweet aroma from the brown sugar. There's some hints of caramel and vanilla and oak in it. It does have a wonderful aroma. I really like that. All right, so let's give it a shot on the palate. Being that it is 70 proof, it's very smooth. There's a little bit of alcohol burn to it, and a little that kind of continues on in the finish, but it's not much. It's very, very approachable. It's 70 proof, it better be. But you get that kind of oily pecan nuttiness. You get like a kind of a shot of sweetness that just holds on, and that rich kind of brown sugar, or even molasses-y, if that's a word, kind of heaviness on the palate. I like it because I prefer sweet over spicy. I can see where the purists might be turned off to this, but it is, in my opinion, it's very good, and it's definitely distinctive. You're not going to have anything else on your whiskey shelf that's going to be anything like this, I'm pretty sure. We'll try another drink. It's really good. And it does kind of remind you of a Kahlua or something along those lines, the way it sits on your tongue, palate or anything like that. Just the way it kind of sits on your tongue. It kind of goes along with the, I love Kahlua. And that's kind of what I imagine in my head when I take a drink. This is very good. Very good. Like I said, it's definitely distinctive. And there will be some people that just absolutely love it. And there will probably be some, you know, like I said, the purists, you know, the bourbon snobs, that they're like, but hey, don't knock it till you try it, you know? I mean, I think it's really good. But I do have a cigar I've got to get to here too, in a minute. And I do think that would be really good, like really good, chilled or with over an ice cube, ice block. I think it is perfectly balanced, and it's gentle, but it's very identifiable. You've got the pecan taste on the front, then there's just that just sweet enough kind of sugary, bourbony notes going across your palate, and you know you do still get that distinct kind of characteristic that this is a whiskey. But it's a very smooth finish that just really leaves you wanting another sip. Kind of traditional methods combined with like an innovative type of aging and infusing technology or something. I really like that. I think I'll definitely have to keep some of that on my shelf. But again, now on to the La Historia. And I've really been looking forward to this cigar. By all accounts, it should give us a rich, lush, and vibrant puff from beginning to end. You know, a style that E.P. Carrillo is known for. Ernesto, he's been making cigars for more than 50 years, and he puts out some exceptional blends. I'm sorry if you can hear my doorbell going off in the back, my 90-pound doorbell. This is considered a Churchill. It is 6 7/8 by 54. The filler is Nicaraguan. The binder is Ecuadorian. And the wrapper, I bet you can guess, it's a Mexican San Andres. Yeah, I seem to be doing a lot of those lately. Number one, I really love them. Number two, it is kind of the chic in thing right now. So cigars are, they're coming out and they're using the San Andres wrappers. I've seen a San Andres binder. I would really like to try a 100% San Andres Puro. I think that would be very interesting. Filler, binder, wrapper, all San Andres. And the country of origin is the Dominican Republic. Now, visually, this is a soft box pressed. So it's flat on the top and bottoms, but then it's got rounded corners and rounded sides. So it's kind of a hybrid, but it is still, considered a box press. It's got beautiful banding. I'll hold it up for those of you on live stream to take a look at. I do love the banding on it. And then it also came with a fabric foot band. Those are generally a little bit harder to get off, so I went ahead and took it off before I started. So anyway, visually, medium brown. It's got that kind of like paper sacky feel to it, like the old grocery sacks. Very tight seams, fairly visible. I can see them barber poling all up and down the stick, but they're very tight. It's very well constructed, as you would expect. Minimal veining. The few veins that are visible are fairly pronounced. There's not very many of them. I'd probably count them on one hand if I had to. And then, as I said, it had the beautiful double band with the light blue foot band. I've still got it laying over here somewhere like that. All right. On the nose. Oh, and don't do this when you're at the cigar shop. Don't pick up a cigar and, like, run it under your nose. People don't want to smoke it after that. They're like, we don't know what you put on it. But when it's your cigar, it doesn't matter. You get a kind of a hay or grassiness. I get cedar and a little bit of earth. It's a fairly simple profile on the nose, but it's a very pleasant aroma. Go ahead and take the second part of this band off. Gonna give it a cut. C-Car V-Cutter. I picked this one up today instead of the Cassetti multi-cutter, just the one I grabbed. Oh, and this does have a very nice triple cap. You can tell I seem to be a little scattered today, kind of all over the place. Just my brain is running faster than normal, I guess. So bear with me, it'll be all right. All right, on the cold draw. I get a real definite earthiness. As sort of a, kind of a damp earth kind of thing, like you're in mountainy type woods, Smoky Mountains, Rocky Mountains, and it's, you've got, like the moss and that kind of stuff. It kind of holds the moisture in. That's kind of what you get here. And really, I'm not picking up much of anything else. Maybe, a little leather and a little bit of cedar. All right, let's give it a light. I am using my Rocky Patel Envoy 5 torch. A lot of smoke off this stick right off the light. I pick up cocoa and more of the kind of earthiness off of the cold draw. There's some leather and a little bit of kind of nuttiness. Catch a little bit of spice, maybe a little black pepper on the retro inhale. And just a really, really good volume of smoke. I like this cigar. It's good. It's longer than I normally pick. I normally go for somewhere in the Robusto range, 5 by 50, maybe even up to 54 or so. I used to do a lot of like Toros, 6 by 60s. kind of shortened it up, you know. Okay. We're going to try them together. This is a very, very interesting pairing. I've said earlier, it's kind of outside the lines, and I love to dance outside the lines, but here you've got one of the most well-known names in the business in E.P. Carrillo, along with a much lesser-known bourbon maker, distiller in Blackland. And the pecan brown sugar bourbon is pairing wonderfully with the kind of earthiness and cocoa on the stick. I'm really kind of surprised. I thought it'd be a good one, but just right off, it's really holding up. Yeah, it's like when you take a sip of the bourbon, the kind of the nuttiness and the brown sugar in the bourbon just kind of meld in with the palate notes off of the stick, and everything just kind of blends together for just an exceptional experience. And then you want to take another sip and another puff. So, it's really good. The cigar is very approachable. It's not harsh at all. I would say it's a really good like medium strength cigar. It's not mild, but at the same token, it is not overly strong, and I think that is part of also what helps the bourbon and the stick marry together very well, is the stick is not overpowering the bourbon, and the bourbon is mellow enough at 70 proof with the added brown sugar that it is it doesn't overpower the stick. I think actually what I could say is you take the puff and then you take a sip, and it's like as the sip rolls farther and farther back on your tongue, it just kind of incorporates into the notes off of the stick. That's probably a pretty good way to. I like that. All right. All right, for those of you on listening to this on audio, I am going to put you on hold for a little bit. And while I burn this down to the halfway mark, I will tell you before I go, I will hold this up to the camera. It has got a very, very slanted burn line to it. could be the product of my lighting. But it, yeah, it is. It's just, it's like it's high on one side and low on the other. I'll touch it up, keep an eye on it and see what it does. But for those of you listening on audio, I will come back at the half and give you an update. Howdy, folks. I am back. Here at the half, I was just telling the people on live stream, the cocoa has kind of morphed into more of a like a milk chocolate type note on the palate. I do kind of think I'm getting a little, I didn't tell you guys this on live stream, I am picking up a little bit of maybe like toasted coconut. I like that. And that has joined the earth and the nuttiness off the stick. The pecan brown sugar bourbon it's a surprisingly good match for this stick. I could see where it might get overshadowed by sticks that were really strong. One that you might need a stiffer spirit to keep up with it. Something over 100 proof or maybe one of the like Islay whiskeys that Islay scotches that are have a lot of smoke and peat to them. But this is a really, really good matchup. They're going together very well. The sweet, and I think I've said this before, it doesn't really reach the level of liqueur, but it's sweet. Purist, you might want to try a friend's bottle, see if you like a sip out of it, because purists will probably poo-poo it, you know. It's not like the real regular stuff. But it is a very palatable and distinctive dram that I think it could go good on pretty much anybody's shelf if you give it the chance. I really do. Some other ideas that I had mentioned to the live stream folks is something along the lines of an Olivet O or G, one of the Connecticut wrappers. It's got a little more creaminess to it. Would probably be a really, really good match for the Texas pecan brown sugar bourbon. And the EP Carrillo, I think you could match it with just about anything up to 100 proof and maybe even some things over 100. You know, if you once you got up like super high, you probably have to be really careful of what you got because, you know, once you get up into the 120s, those are some very strong spirits. May not be close enough to the microphone. Sorry. I was used to talking to the people on live stream and I've got that microphone right here hooked to my earphones. Once you got up to, like some of the 125s and 128s, some of those might be a little bit too strong, for this stick. But if you got something that was like really complex, I think it'd be a really good, matchup for it. I do. So, it's all personal opinion. So we've got the EP Carrillo La Historia, and it has given us some cocoa that is now at the half kind of more morphed into like a milk chocolate. There's still the earthiness there, and the earthiness is kind of a damp kind of earthiness. You'd get some leather and some nuttiness. And the Blackland, Texas pecan, I have to always look at it to get all these words in. The Blackland, Texas pecan brown sugar bourbon is going very well with it. You get some really good, heavy, creamy notes of vanilla. And then you've got the brown sugar aspect, which kind of comes across as a little more like, say, a molasses. And it's got its own nuttiness from the pecans. And pecans are, they're a fairly oily nut as opposed to like, an almond that's a little drier. So you've got all of that going on with the milk chocolate and the earth and the leather and the nuttiness on the stick, and they are marrying together very, very well. For those of you on the audio, on the podcast, I will put you back on hold, and I will come back and give you my final thoughts. And those of you on live stream, we're going to keep marching on. Yay, stoners. I am back. Man, this has been a very interesting and surprisingly approachable pairing. The stick continued with that earthy, leathery kind of journey with the sweetness from it kind of changed into a chocolate there at the half. I think the chocolate may have gotten a little bit darker as we moved through the last half of the stick. And it might actually lean to a little bit more on the bitter, sweet chocolate kind of side. But I can definitely see how this was the number two stick of 2014, according to Cigar Aficionado. And they are the people that know. It was a really, really great stick. And it did go really well with the Badlands Texas Pecan Brown Sugar Bourbon. That may not be, you know, everyone's cup of tea, but I think you should give it a try. I mean, how do you know until you try, right? And you might find you like it. And at about $35 or, you know, $40 for a fifth, you know, even if you don't like it, you may have people over and you'll be like, you know, you're trying to show the, you know, guys, and you're like, well, I got this. And, you know, that crazy guy on YouTube or Facebook or wherever that you know, are watching me from, you know, he said it was great. And it was a little too sweet for me, or it was, you know, it wasn't, you know, like a purist, you know, kind of bourbon thing for me, but, you know, maybe you can try it and they may love it, because everybody's different. That's the thing, is even when you're talking about listening to people that do the kind of stuff that I do, which there's not very many people that do the stuff that I do, which is pairing whiskey and or spirits and cigars. Most of them focus on one or the other. They either do whiskey reviews or spirit reviews or cigar reviews. I do them both together. And back down again. All right. You know, we'll tell you different things. You know, you listen to me and I'll tell you I taste this, and you'll listen to somebody else and they'll tell you something different. It's because everybody's palate's different. But it does give you kind of a frame of reference, you know. Now, I think, and I mentioned this, the live streamers are hearing this for like the eighth or ninth time, but the pecan brown sugar bourbon, I think, would be excellent to cook with, like you're baking, you know, pies, cakes, stuff like that. And it would also be good to go with a dessert, like if you were having a piece of pecan pie, or even a piece of like pumpkin pie, chocolate cake, something like that. I think it would go really well. It's not overly sweet, but it is sweet. And you get, it's just a huge blast of vanilla in it. And then you have the oiliness and the nuttiness from the pecans. I couldn't really find anything to complain about other than to say that the purists might not like it as well, you know. I would give it, I'd give it an 85, because it's a little light on the proof. I think they could even go a little higher. You know, I think they could get it up to an 80 proof, and it wouldn't change the dynamics of the spirit, but it would still give it enough heft, if you will, to, make it in line with the lowest proof, you know, bourbons that you can normally find. And I think that gets it up into that quote-unquote normal range. You know, you're somewhere between 80 and 100. So I think if they did that, I think there would be even less to complain about. Not that I'm complaining. Just, you know, trying to be all-encompassing. So it is definitely a nice change of pace. And the E.P. Carrillo La Historia, this is an excellent cigar. It really is. It's almost to go out on me because I'm getting down here. I'm going to have to peel the band off in a minute or I'm going to set it on fire. You know, it is a, it's a really good medium strength cigar, in my opinion, even though it is a darker wrapper. And it's got that, you know, really nice earth and cocoa or chocolate and a little bit of nuttiness. And it just really went well with this particular spirit. It didn't overpower the spirit. And I think that you could, if you got up above the 100 proof mark, you probably could overpower the cigar, depending on what spirit you chose, because some, even at 115, 118 proof, are still really, really smooth. You know, it's all about experimentation. There's a wrapper. Popped right on off. It's a very beautiful wrapper. I usually don't say a whole lot about the wrappers, but that one is really attractive. So, still just, even though we're down to the end, it's still just a really great stick. I just want to go back and take another puff or two off of it. I hope you have enjoyed this episode as much as I have enjoyed bringing it to you. Please leave me comments. Let me know what you think about the show, this pairing. If there's anything that you'd like to see paired, you know, I'll take, if you just say, hey, I've got this stick, I'd like to know what to pair it with, or hey, I've got this spirit that I really like, but I'm not really sure what cigar to marry it up to. What do you think? Be happy to do it. Please hit like, subscribe, share, notify so you know when I drop new content. I'm on basically all the social medias other than TikTok. I don't do TikTok. But you can even find me on like Rumble and Getter, and I'm on Truth, but I hadn't been on there in a long time. Pretty much on those, my only real issue is if you're not talking about politics, they're not really listening to you. And I'm here to talk about sticks and spirits, not politics. I have my ideologies, but that's not what I'm here for. Go to the website, sticksandstones.com, sticksandstones.com. There you can find blog posts, which I gotta get some more blog posts written. I haven't written one in a week or two. I need to get that done. I write about a lot of different stuff. I wrote about the Boston Tea Party from the Revolutionary War time frame. I talk about spirits and cigars and just all different kinds of stuff. So you can kind of find something for everybody. And you can also find links to prior episodes, and you can find links to all of our affiliates, like Freedom Fatigues, the shirt I'm wearing right now. It's a colonial flag with a 2A inside the stars. Freedom Fatigues is a veteran-owned business in South Carolina, and they make everything here in the United States. Great thing. Keep our American workers working. So, and it's, you know, hey, it's a veteran. Just like I am. Support the veterans. I mean, you know. They put their life on the line for you. Least you can do is buy a t-shirt, right? So, Caliber Coffee. Caliber Coffee is another one. It's a veteran-owned business. And I used to own a coffee house. And they have some of the best blends of any coffee I've ever tried. They don't do any single origins. It's all blended. But I prefer their lightest roast, which is 22 caliber. But their 9mm, everything is gun caliber bullet ammunition related. And so once you get up to the 44 Magnum and 300 Blackout, you're in the really dark roast. And I've tried all of them. And they're all good. I just prefer that 22 caliber. It's really good. They do the K-Cups. They do whole bean. They do grounds. You can get anything you want. There's a link to them right on our website. True Classic Tees. I have a lot of True Classic Tees. I got to where I don't even wear my polo shirts nearly as much as I used to, you know, pullovers with the collar. And then definitely need to go by and see the folks at Total Wine and Cigars International. I put a link to the spirit and the cigar at Total Wine on every episode of the podcast. So when you go and you're listening to the episode and you're reading the description, it'll tell you, click this link to go look at the cigar. And you can go look at it while I'm smoking it and tell you about it. And you can order it right there. So, and also Tip Top Proper Cocktails. Pre-made cocktails in cans. Come home from work and you're like, you know, I sure would like a martini, or I sure would like an old fashioned, or I sure would, you know. You can buy it in the can and have it in your refrigerator. You don't have to worry about trying to mix it. Keep it cold, put it in a glass, you're good. And the folks at Keeper's Heart Whiskey. They make some excellent whiskeys. They are the only place I have found that blends Irish whiskey. Their distillery is, their operation is in Minnesota. They blend Irish whiskey with American whiskey or bourbon, and they have some excellent stuff. There's a link to them as well. So that is it. That is all for today. I hope you've enjoyed it. I look forward to getting together with you again. But until then, keep your sticks dry, your stones cold, and have a great day.